The Electoral Commission, in the meantime, says it has embarked on the testing of biometric voter verification kits and training of polling personnel. It's after the Commission received the final batch of the verification kits that contained 49,000 kits on Saturday. Now, last month, the first batch of 60,000 kits was received in preparation for the 2026 elections. Commission Chairperson Justice Simon Biabakama is optimistic the kits will help in transparency during the elections. This as he addressed journalists while receiving the consignment of the kits at Entebbe Airport.
Then our technical people will start working on them to test them, to see their functionality, to see that the batteries are okay, we charge them. As we talk now, we are training a number of our people who are going to train the 1,050 trainers we have already started recruiting. Now these 1,050 trainers will be the ones to train the people who will be working on polling day at the polling stations. These biometric voter verification kits, as we have been telling the country, are to ensure that each person votes only once, that each voter will have to be biometrically identified before he or she is given the ballot paper to cast his or her vote.